Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome along. We're doing a quick deep dive today into some of the things students might be reading about on The Juice. So let's jump right in. First up, something about school lunches.
That's right. It concerns the federal Local Food for Schools program. The Trump administration has, well, ended it. That program was set to distribute around $660 million next year in 2025.
Wow, okay. And that's happening alongside other proposed cuts too, isn't it? Like to SNAP.
Correct. Proposed reductions to SNAP funding are also part of the current discussion. It raises concerns, obviously.
Definitely. I saw Lindsay Aguilar from Tucson Unified School District mention their situation. They have a lot of families who rely on federal food benefits and live in these so-called food deserts.
Mm-hmm. Limited access to healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
She expressed real worry about the impact on student nutrition, saying, you know, investing in school nutrition is investing in a healthier America. It really ties into that basic need.
Absolutely. And it's a good prompt maybe to talk with students about how food impacts their energy, their focus in class, you know, the role of government support, and just the reality of accessing healthy food for some communities.
Yeah, good points.
Okay.
Shifting gears, there was a serious incident in Liverpool. A car hit a crowd celebrating a soccer win.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Pretty bad, right? Injuries.
Yeah, about 50 people injured. But what's notable here, kind of in the aftermath, was how quickly the Merseyside County Police released information.
What kind of information?
Details about the suspect. They arrested a 53-year-old white British man for attempted murder, dangerous driving, and driving under the influence of drugs. And they announced this really fast.
Why so fast? Was there a reason for that speed?
Well, yeah. It seems it was very deliberate. To get ahead of misinformation online, there were immediate unfounded rumors starting to spread about the suspect's background, his religion.
Oh, okay. Trying to stop that before it takes hold. Like what happened with that knife attack in Southport?
Exactly like that. Del Babu, a former chief superintendent, specifically mentioned countering far-right speculation about a, quote, Muslim extremist. The Southport riots were fueled by similar misinformation, remember, about an attacker wrongly linked to extremists.
Right. Turned out he was UK-born, no links. So this rapid police communication follows advice then.
Seems so. There's a UK Home Office report advising police to communicate facts quickly during crises, precisely to stop false narratives.
Makes sense. So discussion points for kids here could be, you know, the danger of rumors online, how fast things spread, the absolute need to check sources, and the real-world harm misinformation can cause.
Definitely. Okay, next up, WNBA rookie Caitlin Clark. Big news, though she's actually injured right now, out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, saw that. But even with the injury, the talk is about her massive impact, right?
Huge impact. Ryan Brewer, he's a finance professor, estimates her economic effect on the WNBA could top $1 billion in 2025.
A billion? Wow, how does he figure that?
Well, he estimates she helped generate over a quarter of the league's entire revenue in 2024. That's through ticket sales, merchandise, TV rights.
Mm.
Just her presence.
That's incredible. You see it in the numbers, too, don't you? Like Indiana Fever attendance.
Oh, absolutely. Fever home game attendance is way up. Not just over the WNBA average, but actually higher than the NBA's Indiana Pacers sometimes.
And merch sales.
Through the roof.
Hmm.
Dick's Sporting Goods reported like a 233% jump in WNBA gear sales. Clark's jersey is apparently in the top 20 sellers among all athletes. TV ratings for Fever games are breaking records, too.
Yeah, and ticket prices for games she plays in are, what, 140% higher on average? StubHub said Fever games are dominating their bestsellers list for next season already.
It's phenomenal. And all this while, her actual WNBA salary for 2024 was $76,535.
Quite the contrast. Definitely something to discuss with students, how one person can influence a whole system, the business side of sports, what makes someone so influential.
For sure. Okay, let's quickly touch on the weather. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has put out its hurricane forecast for 2025.
And what's the outlook?
There's a 60% chance of an above-normal Atlantic season. They're predicting somewhere between 13 and 19 named storms. And of those, maybe 6 to 10 could become hurricanes.
Above normal. What's driving that prediction mainly?
Record high ocean water temperatures. That's the fuel, essentially. They give lower chances for near normal or below normal seasons.
Okay. And officials are urging preparation.
Yeah. Ken Graham at the National Weather Service stressed that even with better models, people need to be ready. He called it a call to action. especially after last year, 2024, which had 11 hurricanes, including those really destructive ones, Helene and Milton.
Right. So talking points here could be the science of hurricanes, how they form, maybe the connection to broader climate patterns, and definitely practical safety and preparedness steps.
Mm-hmm. Now for our quote of the day, it's from Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Okay, lay it on us.
He said, "You don't lead by hitting people over the head. That's assault, not leadership."
Strong words. And Eisenhower knew a thing or two about leadership, right? WWII general, D-Day, then president. Focused on infrastructure like the highways, foreign policy.
Exactly. So the quote really prompts thinking about what is leadership versus just, well, force.
Yeah, a great discussion starter about different leadership styles, what makes a good leader in school, sports, anywhere, really.
Definitely. Okay, one last story, and this one's a bit unusual. It's about caring for an orphan black bear cub.
Unusual how?
Well, at the San Diego Humane Society's Ramona Wildlife Center, the staff caring for this cub wear full bear costumes.
Bear costumes. Seriously, masks and everything.
Yep. Masks, scented fur coats, the works. The whole point is to avoid the cub bonding with humans or getting used to them. They want it to have the best chance of surviving when it's released back into the wild.
Ah, that makes sense. To keep it wild, they're trying to mimic its natural habitat, avoid any human skin contact?
Precisely. The goal is release in about a year. It was only 2 months old when found by campers. It's apparently the youngest of four cubs currently in rehab in California.
Wow. And how's the little guy doing?
Progressing well, apparently. Mm. Gaining weight. Learning bear skills like climbing, finding food, building a nest, playing on its own. Autumn Welch, the wildlife manager there, felt really proud of their work.
That's fascinating. Good talking points there, too. The challenges of wildlife rehab, why minimizing human impact is crucial for wild animals, maybe even what we learn from caring for animals like this.
Yeah, it's quite something. So that's just a snapshot of some recent topics from The Juice.
Hopefully it gives you some context and maybe some starting points for chats with your students about what they're learning and thinking about.
We hope it was helpful.
Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.